Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up next is episode 51, which we taped on September 11th, 2012 in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, Minneapolis, Minnesota, with Peter Jurgensen and Julia Schmidt. It was an episode that was a long time coming, had to have them on the show together, basically grew up with them. Great people to have on the show. But before we get into that, a couple things I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find bonus tracks, pictures of our guests, and an archive of every single episode we've ever done. You can also find us on iTunes by searching for Buffering, or by searching for my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Twitter, at BufferPodcast. Make sure to follow us so you can get updates about the website and iTunes and all of our posting and stuff. So check all of that out. But now, here's episode 51. Enjoy.
Yeah, basically.
That was one of the things.
That was another one of the PSAs. Yes. I think it was the redhead who was just like sitting in water up to right here watching someone water ski and just starts improvising some sort of jazz vocals while she's standing in the water. Anyway.
Yeah, this
moving
would,
on.
Yeah, this would be a good time to start the episode. So thank you both for being on the show. For our 51st episode on, was it September 11th, 2012?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say yay, but then you said the date.
Yeah, and then I said the date. I didn't realize that until about I was halfway through. It's like, right.
I told somebody happy 9/11
on
today.
On a Tuesday.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, it just happened to fall then.
Yeah.
But Julia, Peter, thank you for being on the show again.
Yay!
Each. Woo! And I mean, this was an episode that was a long time coming, so.
You never thank me for being on the show.
You don't have a choice.
Yeah. True.
It's your job, Adam.
True enough.
You got to be here.
I'm always here.
But yes.
So.
Couple news stories, couple honorable mentions.
Yes.
Honorable mentions first. Prometheus will be released digitally before coming out on any hard copy or through streaming service, like standard streaming services. It will be through Ultraviolet, which I believe is owned by Sony. It's either Sony or Time Warner. One of the two has this exclusive service, which is the one that the Walmart digital conversion thing is set through. It's set to Ultraviolet. No, wait. Or is that one Vudu? See, all these production companies have their own little niche streaming services at this point.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually trying to remember.
I don't know. Did you guys see Prometheus?
I did not.
No.
Pass.
Yeah.
But then again,
the trailer kind of scared me off because it was all like.
Is that what it was like?
Yeah, that's what it was like.
Jurassic Park 4.
Yeah. It was scary. It looked
like Jurassic
scary.
Jurassic Park 4.
Yeah.
Basically. But as I look this up, because I'm trying to remember, it's
how long are they going to have it?
About 3 weeks.
Oh wow.
3 weeks, according to the article that was in Wired. The British version of Wired, of all things, they said it'll be roughly 3 weeks. And they don't really say. Well, still, anyone who actually wants to see Prometheus before it's released on hard copy, you can get it through Ultraviolet. So,
interesting. I wonder how far they'll take that. I mean, in terms of shortening the distance between when a movie is in theaters and when it's released.
Well, do you remember when Tower Heist was going to be released?
Yes.
They were going to do a direct on direct to on-demand right after it.
Wow.
Huh. Like a couple weeks after it had been released in theaters. Just to see if people would watch in their homes, but I think they were charging pay-per-view, like big event price kind of things.
Oh, sure.
Like, I want to say $40-some, maybe is $20-some, but to rent a video that's just in
Holy
theaters
crap.
At the time.
Ouch.
And that movie, that's not a good movie to rent that with.
It was just kind of their gambit, because it had the cast to get people to think, maybe I want to see this.
Yeah.
but it
so
just
for the Hobbit to come out.
Yeah, something like that would have a good drive behind it. But then I imagine that if they do put it out in that fashion, mm-hmm. then it takes, you know, they take a big hit in their box office, and I imagine they get a lot more bang for their buck for box office stuff.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the Hobbit might work better.
Might reach a larger audience.
Hey, Eugene, do you want to go see The Hobbit? No, let's just rent it. Watch it out here.
I want to sit in my basement.
I was friends with someone in college, and I feel like he was being serious that when Iron Man was in the theater, it had just come out, he found like a bootleg copy and was watching it on his computer, and he was like, why would you guys want to go to the theater? We have it right here. And it was like a shitty bootleg on a tiny laptop. And
yeah,
I was
why
like,
you want to see that?
Because it's an action movie?
Yeah.
Like, what? Bye. I don't understand.
I mean, I could see it from a frugality stance. Like,
well, if it was
I'm
like a comedy, I would maybe think about doing that. But not. Yeah, but I mean, Iron Man is, it's pretty.
It was good.
Yeah, and it's a really good movie.
Did you say it's pretty?
It's pretty.
It is pretty. I bought it on Blu-ray because it was that pretty.
Robert Downey Jr. is pretty. Do love that man.
I was referring to
Jeff Bridges is in
effects.
It.
Yeah,
that's pretty
and
awesome.
And Gwyneth Paltrow. Cigar
and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Just neat.
But Robert Downey Jr. isn't it? It's the best part. Yep. Yeah. True story.
So another piece of news: YouTube has released its own official iOS app since with iOS 6 for Apple products. The YouTube exclusivity is out, so they lose that native app.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
I mean, the big bonus with that is now people using Apple devices to access YouTube will now get music videos, because before it was separated out between that and their Vivo music video service.
Okay.
That's really it. It's just, it's news, but it's honorable mention.
Right.
Not much.
Huh.
Same train of thought, Spotify is going to have a web player, so you don't have to install anything anymore.
That's cool.
So it'll be kind of in the same running as Pandora, right. Even though Pandora does have an installable thing too, a little desktop widget.
Okay.
But again, honorable mention, not much.
Yeah.
Another one, Hulu Plus has a new user interface for PlayStation 3.
Do they?
Yeah. Apparently it just is easier to search through.
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's way easier. I really like it. Yeah.
Did we talk about in the weeks past that YouTube came up with the PS3 app?
Yes.
Okay.
I mentioned that it had...
How you can control it with your phone?
Yeah.
I tried that out. It's pretty cool, actually.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to just... Yeah, I was playing with it on my phone and just, you know... Oh, press play, and there it was on the TV.
You know you have a wireless controller that can do that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, but does this wireless controller make phone calls?
Can I...
Probably.
Does my wireless controller have a touch screen?
I'm the kind of person who has a phone that makes phone calls and text messages.
Ah. Uh-huh.
And that's it.
You're missing out.
And I love it.
You're missing out.
I don't like
socializing.
I don't like the internet phones. What?
You don't socialize nearly as much as most other people.
Well, but the people, okay. But the counterpoint of that is, like, I don't know, Matt with his smartphone spends, or anyone with their smartphone spends, you know, a whole bunch of time sitting there staring at their phone instead of talking with the people around them.
True.
What if you don't want to talk to the people around you?
I don't know.
Then that's when you pull out your phone and pretend you just got a really important text message.
See, at the same time, I've always contemplated going back to a regular phone, but I know that this is too much of a work crutch at this point.
Yeah, if it's useful at work, then I see that it can be an amazing tool.
Yeah.
It's don't get me wrong, it's an amazing piece of technology. We all carry computers in our hands. When we were little kids, I mean, if you talked about, you know, when we're playing those old video games, it's like, yeah... Like, look at the Nintendo. I'd like to see how, like, the computing power of a Nintendo compares to, like, an iPhone or, like, an iPad or something. It'd be kind of ridiculous.
Wasn't it
blow it out of,
like,
the water?
Eight or 16-bit processor versus whatever, like,
I don't know what the processor is on an iPhone, but it would
two
be
two or three gigahertz,
crazy magnitude higher, and it's amazing that you just carry that around in your hand and you don't really think too much of it.
Yeah, I remember when I got my first like gigahertz hard drive, or like my processors were over like 90 megahertz or something.
Yeah, I think when they had the gigabyte. It was just, like, insanely bigger than
See, now with
else.
My smartphone, because I'm so bored right now, I could go on Pinterest and do something I care about.
Or you could leave if the people you hang around leave you that bored. Or maybe you're bored because you're not contributing enough to the conversation.
What
maybe
do I know about gigahertz? Nothing.
Socialness? I don't know.
Oh, my
just
God.
Myself.
Shut up. You can't talk to me about that.
Simple comparison. Old computer versus new computer.
Amazing. A new computer is in your hand, so future computer is going to be in your head, which is awesome. Also kind of scary.
Yeah, a little bit. Though, what the hell? Okay, God.
Now the iPhone is rendered completely useless if the user tries to use their foot to control
really
their iPhone.
Feet, all right?
Though, wouldn't it be more your toes that you really need to
I totally with? Have used my toes to touch my phone before.
That's gross.
That's no lie.
I've used my nose.
But I've used my toes to pause Netflix on an Xbox controller.
Hmm.
Actually, pretty frequently.
Well, I could just reach down and pick up the controller and push the button.
But my feet are already on the table, so just move your feet over.
So, I do have a real piece of news.
A real one?
Yes. Apple is going to be competing in the same field as Pandora and Spotify.
I did hear a little bit about
what?
That.
How?
They are approaching all basically the record companies that they already work with through their iTunes store and seeing if they can get alternative licenses so that they can broadcast stations in the same fashion as Pandora and Spotify. Or at least Spotify's radio thing.
So basically they're going to do their own streaming music service.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's a big hit to Pandora because apparently like 40 to 50% of all Pandora users are using Apple devices. And this new app that they're coming out with is going to be, you know, iPhone, iPad, iPod, Mac, Apple TV. So
pretty much everything.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting because Apple is the largest music retailer in the world, and now they're going to be futzing with the licenses so that we can start getting music free through them, and they'll bring down these companies and things will be crazy. Again,
Apple will own the world.
Again, even though they're the highest valued company ever anyway.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again,
do they still hold that title, or are they?
They've been holding on to that for a couple months now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So again, just a lot. It's a lot of honorable mention stuff, and I'm trying to drag something out of it. And it's not really working. But the last one is a wild card, and I have no idea where this is going to go. Because has anyone ever heard of the service Crunchyroll?
What?
I've heard of it.
There is a streaming service called Crunchyroll.
Like a nut roll?
No, but I want to hear everyone else's guess for what it actually does. Or Adam,
it's a streaming service?
It is a streaming service. So if it's called Crunchyroll, what do they provide?
I believe...
Hold on. You think you know, so I want to hear what their guess is first. Crunchyroll.
Abdominal crunch exercises to get rid of your fat rolls. That's my guess.
Food recipes?
Adam?
You're going to me? Okay. Well, when I hear Crunchyroll, I think of sushi.
Which is made in?
Japan.
Which they call their animation?
Anime.
It's anime streaming service.
Anime
streaming. I'm totally going to use that.
Yeah, it's they just reached their 100,000th paid subscriber. So they run along the same lines where they're like the Hulu Plus of anime, essentially.
Right.
Where they even broadcast, like, I guess 80 to 85% of their content is content that's currently available in Japan. And for people who pay for the service, which is like $8 to $12 a month, they get those episodes the same day that they that Japan gets them. But then for everyone else, it's like a week waiting time.
Interesting.
Do they do subtitles or what?
I imagine they do. Because okay. it's a San Francisco-based company.
Okay.
And they've just made the right connections to get the streaming rights.
Nice.
And so the one thing that I was wondering about, TV-based, was since we see anime as kind of a niche in entertainment here, whereas, you know, it's pretty dominant over in Japan.
Yeah.
What kind of niche would you guys want to have as a streaming service? Like, is there a niche that you can think of where you watch it so much that you could have an independent service for it?
I think probably like comedy shows, stand-up comedy.
Or even the other thing,
radio and stuff. But yeah, because I don't know, it's there's some places where that's sporadically available, but basically, like, if you want to hear, I don't know, if you want to hear any consistent comedy or anything, you just have to find, like, individual podcasts that you like.
Right.
But then it's hard to branch out and find new comics and stuff, you know, without going to shows or looking at what's playing. But
They do have the Comedy Central stand-up specials on, I want to say, Hulu.
They used to have that. They put that on Netflix, the Comedy Central Presents, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
From, like, back in the day. There was something like 300 episodes.
Yeah.
I got through, like, maybe 40 of them, and then they took it off.
Yeah, now
I was very angry.
Now it's on Hulu Plus, or regular Hulu.
I love all that old stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But, yeah, it's finding stand-up comedy is, it's either you find a TV show that just has that kind of stand-up feel to it. Like, John Oliver had his show. Doug Benson had his show. You can kind of look at Louie as another one, but it just, otherwise there's not a lot of access to that stuff.
Yeah.
Julia, what about you? Or even, what if there was a TV show where it's just their library was available to you for streaming for, you know, a nominal fee?
I would like to have to not search through Hulu to find SNL skits I'm looking for, because it really annoys me, and they're only on Hulu because they're never on YouTube.
Right.
And NBC.com kind of sucks.
A little bit.
Ah.
So that's it. That's
my thing.
If you could have...
Because everything else I watch is already on, like, something that I, you know, I have very standard mainstream taste.
So it works out for you, then.
Although, this is really dorky, I would like PBS Great Performances...
See that?
Good that I like? Like, the Les Mis 25th anniversary was so good, and I want to watch it again, but I don't know where to do that.
I imagine PBS sells their programming somewhere, somehow, sometime.
Somewhere.
What's, every once in a while I'll tune into PBS and they'll have that late night concert series where it's like something, something City Limits.
Austin City Limits.
Austin City Limits, yeah. Where it's obviously in a studio, but they've made it look like an outdoor venue.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there have been some really cool acts on there, just like random stuff like the Arcade Fire or
That's cool.
Coldplay.
They get a really cool array of people out there.
Yeah, they do. That would be something that I would be interested in watching on a streaming service, being able to watch it on my TV or something like that. Because... Usually when those are on, it's like really late at night. I'm like, oh, crap, this is really cool, but I can't watch this right now.
Yeah, that always comes on right after SNL.
Yeah. Because one thing that I was going to bring up until I actually found it is they have a big mess of TED Talks on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
And they've actually set them like, 10 to 12 different TED Talks into different genres.
Mm. Yep.
So it's like... One about the human body. There's one about humor. There's one about space exploration. And just this mess
diseases.
Of stuff. So you can really just kind of jump into a theme and go wild in it.
Is there something for This American Life?
I think it...
They used to. I think it disappeared. They used to have like one or two seasons. And I think it disappeared from Netflix.
Yeah.
A while ago.
I
still have
I,
the podcast, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's know it whenever you want.
I think I do remember seeing that on Netflix. But yeah. Yep. Podcast is still there.
Yeah, that was an amazing show. It's awesome.
That's what's his face? What? Who does that one?
Ira Glass.
Yes.
That's right, Ira Glass. How could I forget?
I don't know. Though I remember they did a televised version of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and it didn't really add much.
Yeah. I don't know how much more exciting that could be.
Yeah, it's just four people sitting at a table, and then the old announcer guy. That's about it.
Carl Castle. I remember his name.
Yes. He will do the his voice on your answering machine or voicemail.
That's right.
I always like that prize.
That's a cool prize.
It's just simple enough. But you know, I think it's just about time to switch over to Movie Bluff.
Indeed.
Do you have it pulled up this time?
Before we do that, I would like to remind you all that you can hear Buffering on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
That's right.
So
going into Bluff. Going into Movie Bluff, trying to remember how many rules you guys have been around for. Do you guys know the trilogy rule?
Is it? Well, it's been modified a few times.
This is six like degrees months. Of Kevin Bacon, or IMDb, but
okay, yeah,
spoken word.
Okay,
right.
Yeah, the trilogy rule is if a movie in a series or a trilogy comes up, you can't mention any other movie within that series or trilogy for three movies.
Okay.
So you can't say Toy Story and then somehow get to Toy Story 2 and 3. Or okay. We do Bonds as per Bond actor.
James Bond, in case you were.
In case so you know confused. Some like really gay
Liberty Bonds.
Bondage shows, I guess.
Yeah.
Or something.
Stocks and Bonds.
Yes, Insider Weekly.
Yes. So, anyway.
I went through the list, like, I went through IMDb and I looked at birthdays this week.
You did?
Not a lot of great ones, but the girl from Jurassic Park was on that list.
Okay.
So I'm going to say Jurassic Park cast to Peter.
Wait, which girl?
The little girl, the one with the flashlight.
Jeff Goldblum movie.
Are you serious? This is so obscure for me.
He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he is.
I know, but stuff that I have watched and care about.
Yeah, not so much. Well, maybe not.
Well, I could think of a few. Ooh, I got a really good one.
What? That doesn't help me.
I know, but I mean it's...
Shh. Talk it out. You can talk.
Yeah.
Or I have to think. Oh, it has to be a movie.
Or a TV show.
Or a TV show.
Glee.
Cast or...
Cast, obviously.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Cast of Glee?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to think of... There have been so many people who have guest starred on Glee, and I feel like...
Do you like that, Dan? Yeah.
I feel like the cast of Glee has been...
But there are a lot of guest stars you can think of, too.
Yeah, I know. The cast of Glee has pretty much only been on Glee. Why can't I think of it? Well, I only really watched the first season.
So.
I
can at least take headlines I've seen recently to figure out who's in it, and that's...
Yeah.
Indirect contact.
Really, Adam?
What's that one person's name?
Or that other one. The guy with
the
shoelaces.
I think.
The hands, the feet.
Yeah. God. I'm just going to pass. I'm gonna bow out of this one. Yeah. I can't think of anyone.
Okay, so cast of Glee to me. Um, Kate Hudson movie?
Almost Famous movie?
Is that Kate Hudson?
Yes, that was.
Okay.
So it's another Kate Hudson movie to you, Julia.
Because I can't name anyone else Almost Famous.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Cast.
Cast, okay. Oh, that's the one with Matthew McConaughey movie. I think. Yeah, I'm going to say that. You've already locked it in.
Oh, that's weird. I'm getting him confused with Owen Wilson in my head.
What?
I don't know how.
In a way, I
guess they're both kind of
it's
stupid.
That personality.
Stupid hippies that I want to punch in the face? No, I don't know.
One of them already has a broken nose, so you need to take the other one.
Crap. Well, I'll go Sahara movie.
That'll get me into a bad place.
I do like that people plan ahead. I like this. This is just fun
I'm gonna
to watch,
say
too.
Failure to Launch cast.
Sarah Jessica Parker movie.
I'm so glad I'm not in this one because I'm a little lost
that
right now.
Sex in the City movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
So another Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, Hocus Pocus cast.
Oh,
you know you can bluff me, right?
Yeah, but that is a real movie.
But you can call my bluff saying that I don't know another Sarah Jessica Parker movie.
Oh, no, yeah. But I like playing this game.
Oh, well. Well, Dan can just name one and
let
summon
me let you
right
play.
Here. So.
Yeah. So, Hocus Pocus cast.
Although he really, I guess
oh
he really wants to name someone from Hocus Pocus.
Oh, my God.
Show off.
See, I'm serving others with this game.
No, I can't think of the guy's name. It's the guy from NCIS. As a kid, it
Nickus.
Was weird. Oh.
Who played Thackeray?
Yeah.
Who played Thackeray Banks?
Yes.
The cat?
Yes.
That kid did something?
That kid turned
really?
Out to be the dopey up. Guy on NCIS.
I don't watch NCIS.
It's weird. You can basically find a screenshot of him. And
is he a cat?
No.
Like Salem?
No, but do you remember at the end of Hocus Pocus when he's a ghost again?
Obviously, he was so cute. Thackeray Banks is so cute. He is in that movie.
He grew up to look dopey.
That's fine. Yeah. It's the 90s. And a lot of those kids grew up to be dopey looking.
Okay, so I'm going to say Thora Birch movie.
Ooh, good one. I like it. Good luck. Oh, you'll get this one.
Are you bluffing?
No,
no. How do
no.
I say that?
It's
calling your bluff.
Okay. She was in American Beauty.
Damn it.
Yay, I'm out. And for that I'll say cast.
For American Beauty?
Yes.
Annette Bening movie.
See this I know
everything
her.
Everything in the 90s?
Yeah. I know her, but she's one of those people I can't pinpoint without looking at her.
I think I just trapped myself. Oh, wait.
You know, just for you saying that, I'm going to call your bluff.
Another cast member from American Beauty? Or name a movie that she's in.
She's in.
Yeah.
Because either way, I'm not going anywhere.
It's that movie about the president.
Oh, okay.
What is that movie called?
That's what I was thinking, too.
You know that one movie where the president
oh,
is
got
in
it.
F.
I forgot. Oh, that's right. I'm dumb. I couldn't picture her face, and it just.
What is that freaking movie called?
It's a good Leonard Maltin something category for President's Day.
Something
yes.
About so presidential the president. Movies. The president goes to Washington.
Because he lives there.
Yep. I totally locked myself in. I don't know why I picked her.
You think you can find some? Well, you were trying to challenge me.
I know. I didn't think you'd give up that easily.
I can't.
What else is she in?
You think you can do something in about 30 seconds?
No.
No?
Evening with the President? No. That's not what the title is. Pass. I give up.
You were thinking of the American President.
Yes! Thank you.
Spoy kept saying president over and over and over again. So I guess I got that point.
Yeah, you did.
Woo! But Adam, you were the first one out, so you start and goes to Julia.
Yes. And we were talking about Robert Downey Jr. earlier. So let's say a Robert Downey Jr. movie.
Just keep saying movie. Oh, wait, no, it doesn't work because you already said a Robert Downey Jr. Or wait, no, you can still do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Good one. And then?
Cast your
movie. Cast
your movie.
I want you to cast. Cast?
Val Kilmer movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Val Kilmer movie. I will say, oh shit, he was in.
There's a pretty was recognizable he? One.
Well, there are a lot of pretty recognizable yeah. ones. I'm just... See,
well, I'm just
if
referring
I can...
to the old one. Well, I suppose, yeah, there's a couple old ones I can think of now that I...
It's just trying to figure out which...
path to take.
No, which of a series I'm trying to jump into. Only to you.
So, only
to you.
Only to me. Other people have thought that, too.
No.
I had looked at it that way before. Basically, Julia said that
the bottle opener,
your
looks,
bottle
like
opener
a penis.
Looks like a thingy.
I didn't say anyone's. Did you say your? I didn't say that.
No.
Okay.
No.
I said whoa, whoa, whoa.
Bottle opener. It's just, I don't
Yikes.
See that. What was I talking about? Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer movie.
Ah yes, Val Kilmer.
Ah yes, Val Kilmer. Penis, of course, Val Kilmer.
He has one.
Ah.
Assumedly.
I'll go Top Gun cast.
Oh, please don't screw me over.
Can of worms opening here. Tom Cruise movie.
Ooh. Oh, War of the Worlds cast.
Ooh.
There's really kind only of one ooh. Other person in that movie.
Oh, boy.
What's his name? I don't want to say it wrong, because there's a guy who has a name that sounds just like it.
Sorry, I need the penis.
That's what she said. That's totally what she said. Or
I'm
said.
Sorry, I need the penis.
Yeah. It's important to share and ask for
Tim
things.
Tim Robbins movie?
Them.
What movie? Or
War of the Worlds?
That's right. That's yeah. right. You are right.
Oh, I thought I was trying to get you to call my bluff. And then
no, I didn't like, think about it. He was a crazy guy in the basement.
Fake. Yeah, it was Tim Robbins as himself.
Oh,
yeah. The crazy man who's lost his mind.
I did not like that movie at all.
He's in the basement with
so you said
a shovel or something.
Tim Robbins movie? Okay. the Hudsucker Proxy movie.
Tim Robbins.
Oh, my God. Please don't screw me over.
Tim Robbins?
I said movie, so you just have to do him against a...
I think I know what movie that is.
I
just remember seeing the cover so many times on Netflix.
Frick, so you haven't seen the movie.
What did you say?
I chose that movie because he's
on... What movie?
Hudsucker Proxy.
I think I know what movie you're talking about, and it's fantastic.
Isn't he kind of like...
It's a bad movie, but it's fantastic.
Isn't he kind of crazy? Like, just weird... I don't...
If it's the one I'm thinking of, well, I don't want to ruin anything.
Yeah.
No choice. I'm
I can't
gonna...
hear you because I have headphones God, on and I can't hear what you're whispering.
I'm gonna call your bluff here and say that Tim Robbins was not in a movie called the
Hudsucker
Proxy.
And he was.
Bam!
And
get
Katie
out of my
says
house.
He was. All right, Burn. I'm out.
So that means
not
it's...
my night.
Tim Robbins movie to you, Julia.
Mystic River. Cast. I gotta get out of this room.
Do you know a cast member?
Yes.
Damn it.
What
the hell was Mystic River?
Tim Robbins is totally one of those that guy actors.
He's not one of those. I could name lots of his stuff. I can't think of his name.
Mystic River came out at the same time as like three other movies that were the same freaking thing.
It did.
Well, then that doesn't help me.
Didn't we watch it together?
No.
I'm going to check. I'm going to go home and check. Oopsies.
So violent that takes it out on the microphone.
Getting violent in here. Some random chick movie. I don't know. I'm just going to bow out of this. I don't know anyone in Mystic River. I can't think of the movie really like...
It has a blue cover. The plot. Like, well, a river.
I can think of the cover, like the poster, but I can't think of anyone in the movie.
Can you picture the names on the top of the poster in white letters?
I don't...
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
Producer Katie checked to see if some random chick was in Mystic River, and
negative.
She's not.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That was a shot in the dark.
You're thinking of a different
dark
movie. She's in, like, everything else. I know. Typecast.
Katie says she's in everything else. Kids at home.
So it's Mystic River cast to me. Mm-hmm. Well, I've never seen it, so I'm just going to bow up.
Did I win?
Yes, you got a point.
I won!
Who else was in it?
Sean Penn.
Okay.
And he won an Academy for it.
Oh, okay.
And was Tim Robbins in Arlington Boulevard? Isn't that who that is?
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yes.
Crap, we should have.
But I don't know who else in that movie because I don't remember
anything. Don't
say
it because maybe I'll use it.
Yeah.
Do you
that movie
else in
is
that
movie? Fan-frickin-tastic. Oh my God, I don't know who else was in that movie. Please no one say it.
I don't know. All I remember, I vaguely remember that movie, but I know it was really good and it freaked me out.
What's it called? First again.
Yes, so I have a point. Julia has a
point.
Good
job, Adam.
Yeah, I have a point.
Adam, you start and it comes my way.
Okay. I'm going to say... Ooh.
Ooh?
John Rhys-Davies movie.
That's your softball?
What? You don't know who...
Oh my gosh,
John
Dan Whalen.
By name alone, I can't think of him.
Oh, I think I know who that is.
I think I made you watch this movie a lot.
It's Peter. I don't know that name, so I'm just gonna bow out. But that's
okay. Well, if you're okay, if you don't know it, then not.
Oh,
softball.
Does it go back? It switches direction again.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to see. Stuff.
I know.
He has a wide face.
Yeah.
Sort of a stocky eye. Okay. Lord of the Rings: The Two Towers cast.
Ooh. That is not what I would have picked, at all.
Because that's the only thing I think off the top of my head that he's in.
Really?
I can't. Well, because I'm thinking of him as that character, so
yogurt,
that doesn't
mayonnaise?
Look like him.
Come on, people. Oh my God, I made you watch this movie so many times. Okay. Lord of the Rings, Two Towers cast. Ooh,
yes.
Orlando Bloom.
There you go.
Ooh.
Cast.
It's a diversion. Sorry.
My brain.
Viggo Mortensen movie.
What's that movie called? Man, Viggo Mortensen's... Oh, no, I'm getting him confused with Sean Bean.
Oh, please don't screw me over. I think I'm going to get stuck.
How do you confuse him with Sean Bean?
Hidalgo? Movie. Disappointing myself because I can't think of anyone else.
Okay, The Road.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
I know, right? Totally. Well, that one, I don't remember. The Road movie. Because I don't know anybody else that movie.
I have no idea what The Road is.
What? You would like it so much. You should watch it and read it. It's a book.
What's that one that
I
wish I...
read. I'm not a loser.
Shut up. You would really like it.
There was a movie that Viggo Mortensen was in that I wish I hadn't watched. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's so fantastic.
What a way to lead into this conversation. So there's this movie I don't like.
It even had a name that made me feel bad about starting to watch it.
Was it called Spider-Man 3?
No. No. No, but that was a horrible movie.
It was.
And Viggo Mortensen, I'm pretty sure, was not in Spider-Man 3.
That's true.
Oh, crap. What was the name of that movie?
I don't know.
We're not quite through the trilogy rule yet, so I can't say...
Other things.
It was something... Russian.
Oh! Yeah. I don't know this one either.
If I have to bow out, I don't want to help you.
Vigo's done some other stuff.
Yeah, he has.
He has?
But
I can't think of the other stuff he's done. So I'm going to call your bluff and say that you can't think of another Viggo Mortensen movie.
What was that?
Well, I try and think of the one that I was thinking
That's
of.
That's the only other one I know. So I pass. I'm out. Damn it. Damn it.
So what by calling the bluff, now Adam's still in.
Yes.
But it goes back
but
to...
But he still can't do it.
No, I know. So it goes back to whatever stumped you. So how did we get to Viggo?
It was Hidalgo just movie.
Hidalgo.
And I said the road movie because I don't know anybody else in that movie.
Right.
There's like nobody.
So I still have to name a Viggo Mortensen movie.
That's true. I thought there was something to kick it off. But now I'm going to look up the name of the movie I'm trying to think of.
Well, can Katie or somebody tell us when this is over? Because I really need to know.
Yes.
It wasn't Red Dawn. It's not Dawn of the Dead. There's this really gruesome fight scene in it.
Do you know it?
And Viggo Mortensen's got short hair.
There's a lot that you could work
Doesn't
with.
Doesn't he play like a Russian mobster or something?
Yeah. Or he's Eastern European. Wasn't he
nominated? He was nominated for it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, I mean, in terms of quality of movie, it was really good, but that doesn't mean you have to like it. What are you doing?
Oh, it's just because the screensaver went away,
okay.
And it's more distracting when there's that blue thing that says no signal found.
Right.
So,
I
figured I'd do that. What you got?
I really can't think of it. So I'm going to have to bow out.
Peter got a point.
Automatically?
Yeah, because everyone else is out.
Yeah, everyone else is out.
That's amazing, because I don't have a movie with...
Okay, what is that movie called?
I don't have another movie. I know he was in some crazy one where he was like an ex-mobster or something.
Yeah, that's the Russian one.
And there's a sex scene on the stairs where he kind of rapes his wife.
Did somebody say History of Violence?
That's the one I was thinking of.
Oh, you want to tap on the first icon...
Wait, is that the Russian one that we were thinking of?
History of Violence is one I was thinking of.
See how there are three buttons right next to Mac?
That's the one you got the Academy nod for.
Yeah,
which is weird. I don't know.
I think a lot of good stuff came out that year.
Yeah.
So, I have a point.
What was the name of the Russian movie that we're trying to think of?
History of Violence.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it was the one that we were talking about.
He was also in Dangerous Method, which recently came out. That's Appaloosa, Eastern Promises.
Eastern Promises, that's what it was.
Yeah, I was like, let's look for Russian names.
Yeah, I thought it was Eastern something, but I wasn't sure.
Okay.
That was hard. Viggo Mortensen is... That's tough.
Yeah, he's a niche actor, in a way.
Because he's not, he's not mainstream.
So, I have a point, Julie has a point, Peter has a point, Adam yet to score,
Adam, you're lagging.
I start... And it goes to Adam. And I am going to say Steve Martin movie.
Okay.
He was in the last time I was here.
It's a good softball. It's nice and neutral.
The Three Amigos cast.
That's like the only one I've never seen. Ugh.
Oh.
I know. I'm the worst. Chevy Chase? Cast? Period.
I'm going to call your bluff and say you don't know someone else from that movie.
Now, why did you say cast?
I don't know.
I mean, you were right. It's just saying
what
cast
are you
did
doing?
Not help you.
The only one they think of is Martin Short. So that's what I'm going to say.
Well... Then you just saved yourself.
Son of a bitch.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah. Martin Short.
Yay!
Okay, so now here's the real trick. Peter's out.
I'm out,
so Martin Short.
Movie.
Good call.
Ha.
Yeah. See if she says cast again. It'll be great.
I am going to say...
That doesn't happen nearly often enough.
It, it doesn't stand very well.
Well, I'm gonna make it.
You're gonna have to be hunchbacked.
That's fine.
Okay. I'm going to say Saturday Night Live. Cast.
Oh, what?
He was on it.
Wow, blown it wide open. Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Mike Myers movie.
Austin Powers movie.
Shrek 2. Cast. Just trying to make it obscure.
All right. John Lithgow movie.
Oh, this is getting into the realm of, like, time that I don't know.
I can think of a documentary that he did. It's really obscure and
can
terrible.
Can I say TV?
Yeah,
you can
Third
say
Rock
TV.
From the Sun, cast.
He wasn't in the second one, but good for you.
I got away with it.
Yep.
He wasn't? Oh, yeah, he played
He was in
King.
The first one.
He was in
the
third
one. Wait, the Little King isn't in the...
Farquaad, no, he was booted. Yeah. Okay, so I have Third Rock from the Sun, so I will say... French Stewart movie.
Oh, what?
That's right.
French Stewart. That sounds more like a dessert than an actor.
He looks more like a dessert than an actor.
What is that saying?
I don't know. It's just, he doesn't open his eyes.
Covered in frosting.
Some people are
something.
Just born with small eyes, Dan.
No, it's like impressive. I'm surprised that he's not actually just walking around with his eyes closed.
French
it looks like it.
Stewart with his eyes closed, and I have to think of a movie that he's been in?
Yes.
Or... Oh, for the love of God. Are you out already? Are you out already?
I don't know who that is. I'm going to have to say... I'm curious. Can you name someone else that... Or another
Something
movie
else that
French
he's done?
Stewart has done?
Yeah.
Okay, so do it.
Phineas and Ferb.
Okay, well,
he's
I'm out of this round
Ferb?
Then.
Yeah, he's something Lamode, Gaston Lamode, the fashion director, the fashion designer.
Oh yeah.
And okay. So it's Phineas and Ferb cast then.
Ashley Tisdale. Movie.
The Sweet Life with Zach and Cody. Movie.
High School Musical. Movie.
Ashley Tisdale again. That's not...
Oh, I just trapped myself so badly.
She has to have been in something else sometime.
Can I switch it? Because I don't think anything else actually exists.
Well, that isn't...
Color Bluff.
Oh, wait.
Damn it, Peter, shut up.
I mean, it's true. I want to see if I can figure this out first. Because... Okay. So I'm not going to use this, but I'm intrigued to get your insight, Adam.
Yes.
Before, I said Phineas and Ferb, the TV show.
Yeah.
But there was a Phineas and Ferb movie.
Oh.
I would call that same.
That falls into the trilogy rule because the cast is so
I assumed so, but at the same time, I wanted to bring it up because we haven't had one of those cross boundaries.
Yeah.
Within... Same. Yeah. I mean, we could have done Leonard Nimoy, but that was about it.
I think that falls under the trilogy.
Yeah.
Role.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd. Yeah. Wait. What was it? It was. Oh wait, no, I'm thinking of the wrong thing. Okay. Here's another question, because I think I'm thinking of the right person, but I could be horribly wrong. But her character from High School Musical, I think, had a spinoff, either movie or TV show.
Okay.
So what would that be, since High School Musical was brought up?
That
spinoff.
Yeah. I would say, based on our principle of the similar
the bonds.
Cast, that if the... if it's a different cast, if the cast is different enough.
Well, I have no idea then.
Screw what it. If it's like Joey off of Friends?
Right. Then in that case, because I
am seems
familiar,
like it would be different enough.
Yeah.
It is different enough because in that case, there's like one shared actor.
But honestly,
between those two.
We've worked ourselves into a nice
corner.
Has
Ashley Tisdale been in other things?
Pretty sure. She's a Disney property. She has to have been sold.
Yeah. Producer Katie says that she has been in other things.
She has.
Since she's
been.
Disney, probably when she was even younger, I would think. Possibly.
And I'm just trying to think of any. Oh my God! What was it? It was
Disney Robs the Cradle.
Yeah. But it's not just like she. Oh wait, no. She just sang a track on something else that was released. I'm not going to count that. So now I'm going to call your bluff, since I can't think of anything.
Well, F.
Dan wins.
You said Suite Life already, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
What if they're on a boat?
Trilogy rule.
It'd be a spin-off of itself.
Okay, so she's been on other things, though. So what other things was she on?
Because I think she recorded a track of some song for the re-release of Little Mermaid. And I don't know how I know that, but somehow I know that.
She did, but it was like a Disney Mania thing. Yeah. I have it on CD. It's terrible.
Yeah, I assumed
as much. But yeah, she did. They did a whole like...
That's the only other thing I could think
Disney
of.
Disney pop stars sing terrible covers of Disney songs.
Right. As they do.
Okay, Ashley Tisdale.
I'm so incredibly not interested in that.
I have a guess for one after this, but I'm pretty sure I would have been wrong at the time. Or...
I'm going to say... Hannah Montana. Cast.
Well, you don't have to say that. You just have to give an answer. Ashley Tisdale.
I'm going to say Hannah Montana.
She is it.
Yes! Aha! Thank you, Disney, for using the same seven people.
She plays the same character that she does in Sweet
Life. Oh, she
does? I would, but different,
Katie,
different cast. Different
producer
cast.
Katie says that she played her the same character that she played in Sweet Life.
Yes.
Yeah.
But different casts. So
was she also
count
on Jonas? No, okay. I was just guessing with another Disney property. Didn't see Aliens in the Attic.
Oh, yeah.
She was also in
Kim Possible. I forgot about Kim Possible.
I just think of the...
And she was in Sons of Anarchy, apparently.
Whoa.
Which is sort of a curveball.
So Julia has 2 points. Peter has a point. I have a point. Adam yet to score. Who is out? Peter was out first.
I'm playing golf tonight, that's all.
Yeah, Peter was out first, so you start and it goes to Julia.
Oh.
So you think of a actor, actress, TV show, or movie that's a good softball, or as we've said on the show before, a koosh ball.
A koosh ball, yes.
To lob to Julia.
Jeff Bridges' movie. We've already mentioned a few.
True.
Yeah.
I hate you.
So many.
See, I wanted to know if you would get the one that we referred to earlier. That
I know. I
say
no, because I don't. He didn't.
See, this is my John Rhys Davies. When I saw the face, like, oh fuck, it's that guy.
Uh huh.
Can you picture him?
Yes,
should
but I'm
I,
getting
should
him.
Should I name a few movies he's in to give you a better idea?
I hate you. But in my head, I'm getting him confused with the Fly Away Home guy, which is not right.
One, two. Three.
Adam, shut up.
Four.
I can do this. Shut your face. I cannot do this. I can't do it.
Well, no, you're just going to jump ship?
What?
Either you
but we literally talked about a movie earlier, and somebody said, oh, Jeff Bridges is in that. And I said, yeah, he has like cigars all the time. It was a really bad joke, but... Luckily, you glazed over it, but
I
unluckily,
so
you didn't see who I was talking about.
Oh, you know what happened? It's because I brought up another person back-to-back.
Is he in Big Lebowski? Big Lebowski.
He
Lock
is
it in.
Big Lebowski.
Cast.
Is he in it? He
you,
is
yeah,
Lebowski.
Yeah. Okay, I've never seen it. Shut up.
Okay.
I got really loud and Adam had to move
in
stuff.
With cast.
So, you, way to go.
I think, right? You, cast? Movie
yes,
cast?
Yes,
I said cast.
Did say cast. Okay.
Like, okay. What are you doing to yourself?
Okay. What do you mean? Guys, I'm doing myself.
Why'd you say cast?
Simmer down
can?
Now.
I don't know. I panicked.
Cast.
Shut up.
Go ahead, Adam.
You can't help her until after she locks it in, by the way.
She has to say movie or cast, and then we can confirm stuff. And even right. then, and even the other then person could call shenanigans anyway.
Yeah, it's up to me to choose whether or not
she's right.
She is right, because it is my turn.
Well, it's supposed to be a softball, and I felt bad.
But
yeah, true. Did.
I've been waiting my whole life to say this person. Steve Buscemi movie.
I thought you were going to say Flea.
In Lebowski?
Yeah, he's one of the nihilists.
Yes, he is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I remember
what
that.
What the money, Lebowski?
That's awesome. Oh, man. So we could have kept going with him.
Yeah.
Okay, I only have one other movie. But
yeah, me too.
But that's it.
Okay, so Steve Buscemi. I'm going to say Boardwalk Empire movie.
Yes. Armageddon.
Ooh. That, ooh.
And then...
And that's something that...
I don't know how to go from there. Let's see. Why, for some reason, I can't think of him in, like, anything else. You ah, well. I'll him? Just say cast.
No.
Yeah. Well, there's so many.
There's a
billion.
I wanted to show off how cool I am. We saw another Buscemi movie together.
That's what you said about Mystic River.
But you're already out.
I don't think I've seen
No, she got Big Lebowski.
No,
oh, yeah, she did get Big Lebowski.
River, actually. Michael Clark Duncan movie.
That's what I was going to bring up. That's one of his...
Michael Clark Duncan.
Rest in peace. I love
him. Oh, man.
I know.
The Green Mile.
Just say it. You know you want to. Go ahead.
All right, cast.
Thank you. I mean, I could have gone either way, but Tom Hanks movie. You know.
Castaway cast.
Aha!
That's funny.
Castaway cast.
Helen Hunt movie.
What was that one that I want to say for Helen Hunt?
So excited, but you're not saying it.
Twister.
That was my first date movie, just so you all know.
Really?
My first date was The Twister, fourth grade.
But I will say movie.
Damn.
Keep the Helen Hunt going.
I was so excited for a second and a half there. What Women Want cast.
Is that Mel Gibson movie?
Get a little closer to your mic.
Mel Gibson movie. Yay.
Signs cast.
Mm.
Ooh.
Oh, there's a fun one in that one.
Random aliens.
Some random chick.
That's what she was in. I knew it.
Ah, there she is. Yes.
Come on, think of the
Some
fun one.
Some random chick.
I keep thinking of Scary Movie 3 had signs in it, I think. One of the scary movies had signs in it.
Had the movie in it?
I mean, had it as one of its motifs. Yeah. And it was Charlie Sheen.
Who's the guy that fell asleep at the wheel, killed his wife?
Peter, don't help.
Isn't that a fun one? Oh,
yeah, it is,
one.
But shut up.
I didn't see signs.
What?
But I don't know. Pretty
it's so
sure.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm pretty sure it was Dakota Fanning. Movie.
Julie is giving you a hint, apparently.
You can't help him. Don't help him. Don't do it.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
I think it's going to give stuff away.
Then don't
ask the question.
Save your question for
but
later.
Can I ask Katie?
Mm-mm. Write
Producer
it down.
Katie says, I will tell you after.
Hold your questions till
the end. I think
I know
the answer to my question.
Yeah. See, I feel like I want to pull an Adam and then just keep going with it anyway. And Then now I have to think of the Dakota Fanning has been in. As if I care what she's been in. More or less.
She's been in good things.
I know, but I don't focus on her in them. Oh, she was in... Oh, that's kind of douchey. Okay. Secret Life of Bees movie.
Can I ask you a question?
Hmm.
So, no, because I know the answer. I think I know the answer.
I think I answered it indirectly.
Yeah.
I just don't really like her, so I can't think of movies she's been in.
See, that was my problem. It's just I know of her, and I can name stuff that she's been in. It's just like nothing that's like, ooh, I have to say this because it's exciting because it's Dakota Fanning.
I have an out for this.
I'm trying to think of any movie I saw with like children actors that I actually liked.
Home Alone.
You have seen...
No? Home Alone 2.
I mean,
2?
Maybe when I was a kid I would have liked it, but not now. It's weird.
Yeah, it kind of drags on now that I think about it.
Crap. Secret Life of Bees.
You said movie, right?
I said movie, so you just have to think. I know. He's just, crossing that off of his list.
On a movie that she is in.
What?
I'm so disappointed.
So is he pulling a you then?
Was she in War of the Worlds? I'll just say War of the Worlds. Oh, well, we can go back to that
It's a different
actor,
point.
Can't we? Okay,
it's a different point, so you
can
say
cast.
Yeah.
And save myself, hopefully. I don't know if she's in
it. That was my backup, but I remembered Secret Life of Bees.
I'm on a bluff? Is that what I say?
Are you bluffing, or you're calling his bluff on Dakota
that she
Fanning?
Wasn't in it, or that...
No, that...
I can't name another actor
in
War
one.
Of the Worlds.
Yeah, that one.
Well, it did.
Because we can't. Can we say that
in A New Point?
Oh,
that's why I said it is A New Point.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So with holding that, would you have?
I don't care.
You don't
care.
Well,
I obviously would have said Tom Cruise.
Okay. Well, either way,
I don't care.
I don't know. I'd be fine with her just saying Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom Cruise.
Well, it'd just be basically the same thing anyway.
Yeah.
So Tom Cruise.
But in this case, you get to keep playing.
Yeah.
Okay. Movie.
Okay.
Since it's a rules question.
Yes, that there was a rules question there, and we will allow it. So, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
I can do that.
As Dan drops his phone, and it very secret agent-y blends in with his hardwood floor.
It does.
But I will say...
Cast.
Say it.
Definitely cast.
Cast.
Simon Pegg movie.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, that's an easy one. Well, I thought you were going to go with the cooler one.
No, I didn't see Ghost Protocol. I just know that he was in it.
Ghost Protocol was awesome, but there is a scene in it which
What's
I absolutely love
movie?
Because, without ruining too much, because it's right at the beginning
What's
of the
his
movie.
Name?
Parliament blows up. Or no,
shoot,
is
what's
it
the name
Parliament?
Of that movie?
Oh, no, it's so no, I think funny. It might be the Kremlin.
And I can totally name other people in it,
but
it's the name of the movie itself.
Tom Cruise is running away from the explosion.
I like to have two conversations on the podcast at one time.
Peter Jurgensen, I'm telling a funny story
about
a movie.
But we're playing a game, so you shush.
Ha! I win. Not really. You can keep talking.
I'm almost done with my story. He's thinking about things.
I know, but
I'm
we're getting close to ending,
silence.
So there's
Shaun
no
of the
need.
Dead movie.
There you go. See,
his run is the funniest run I've ever seen in my life.
There you go.
Please go on.
Shaun of the Dead. What do you say, movie?
Okay. Yeah, so movie? Another Simon Pegg movie.
I'm surprised no one's made a gif of it.
Pat? Bow Out?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Simon Pegg.
Well, I don't even know who that is.
Simon Pegg movie to Adam.
British?
Oh, sweet. Okay.
British comedian.
Really funny guy.
Yeah, but I don't know what else he's in.
Wait a minute.
I've never
seen wait a
Ghost Protocol.
Couple
so
things to pick.
Wait, are you both out?
No,
just
her.
Just me.
Just you?
Just me.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
still
so
in. So,
Simon
still
Pegg movie.
Still.
Other than...
Yeah.
Ghost Protocol.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. A Simon Pegg movie other than Ghost Protocol.
And
Spirit Shana Procedure.
Bidette. And Shaun of the Dead. Yeah.
Spectre Outline. No.
Yeah.
Spectre Procedure. No. That was the other one.
There's one that I really want to say.
But there are so many answers. I can just go...
Ooh. Okay. Spaced.
Oh, good one.
And cast.
Devious son of a
I only watched like 5 minutes of an episode and got bored. So, fuck, what's his name?
That's not his name.
I know. No, it's like some blonde chick. They're always, you know, just to move this along quickly enough, I'm going to say Shenanigans. Who else is in it?
Well, it is Simon Pegg, so Nick Frost is still in it.
Figured, but so?
Yep, so you're out.
Duh.
And it goes Nick Frost movie.
Oh, man. Now I got to try to... Well, I could just say Hot Fuzz.
Oh, what's that guy's name? Oh, never mind.
Ooh. A couple things to work with, depending on which way you go.
Yeah.
Can I retract the first half of that?
Well, no, you haven't locked it in yet.
Okay. Not yeah. Say Hot Fuzz. Now I have to try to think of the name of...
The other one?
Oh, that other movie.
Or the other one.
Crap. I don't know the name of it.
You it's don't something have to whine really, about it.
Something really stupid.
Yeah, but
and
no,
simple.
He's talking it out though. At least it's not dead air, which
it's
is nice.
Something really stupid and simple. What the hell do they name that little green fucker? I think that's what the movie's called. It's just whatever name he has.
Little green fucker. The movie.
Starring Dakota Fanning.
No. It's the one with the alien.
Oh.
How about you tell me what that movie's called, and then I'll repeat it, and then it'll be your turn.
Nope.
You get to structure how this happens.
I'm afraid this is not going to work.
For the life, because I can see two ways of this planning out, and I lose both ways, so I'm going to try to take a guess at and say Fred. Movie.
That's just generic enough to be right. But in spite of that, I'm going to call your bluff.
He said what? He said Fred.
He said Fred.
But it's actually Paul.
Dang it!
Paul.
I remember it.
Right there.
Yes.
Crap.
So
now that Adam did score a point, this is a perfect time to stop with Julia. You won.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think, wait, or did I get two? Does anyone remember how this works?
I wasn't keeping track. Producer Katie? Yeah.
Do you vaguely remember how many points people got?
This
game?
Yeah, it was like 1-1-1-2, wasn't it?
Okay. Julia won.
Yeah. Julia won.
I wasn't sure if I got 2 points or not, so I just kind of...
Also, can I just say that Dakota Fanning was not in Signs, it was Abigail Breslin.
Yeah. Ha!
Okay. Well,
which
you,
and I
yeah, Dakota Fanning was my Sam, which is like a really
yep.
cute,
she
good movie.
Have not seen it. Just
she
have
was
the soundtrack.
Also in Race to Witch Mountain, which was going to be my
oh, gross,
huh?
That's Elle Fanning, who was also in Super
Elle
8.
Fanning? Oh, never mind.
That's
a good.
That's
one.
More
I
what
been,
I was worried about than
wrong,
getting
then.
It wrong. Was just
oh, well.
Which Fanning was I saying? But Julia, since you won. Do you have anything to plug that's going on Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about or et cetera?
I'm babysitting.
Woo! Party!
That's pretty much it. Got nothing else. I'm going to see Finding Nemo in 3D. Yay!
Anything with the choir?
No, nothing. We're mid-season, so the Target Choir starts in a week, and we have our holiday season, and all of our performances are actually on like Target campus. However, I'm pretty sure that we are opening the Holidazzle.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always fun.
I know, and I haven't been in the Holidazzle in, like, forever. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Twitter?
I, like, don't use it anymore.
No? Okay.
I know. When people tweet at me, it's fun, but I don't do much else. What? Oh, the Mindy Project.
TV show,
it's
yeah.
It's so good. It's hysterical. If anybody has read her book, it is, like, her book in mm-hmm. television form, and it's super funny, and it's great, and I love Mindy Kaling, and she's the best. That's
cool.
All I got.
Peter, how about you? Do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter that you would like to plug?
Nah, I got nothing.
Nothing?
Why are you laughing?
What?
What?
So inappropriate.
Why would you laugh at me?
So inappropriate. No, it's fine. We don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, do you need, yeah, do you need the that. Penis?
Well, always. I'm not going to say no.
Wow.
Do you know me, but
and then Twitter? No?
No, no Twitter.
No Twitter.
No tweeting.
Hmm. Adam, how about you?
Of course, I will say go to the Minnesota Renaissance Festival and see the Court Revelers.
Huzzah!
Huzzah! And also, I wanted to give you, our listeners, an inside scoop. Of course, you can find discounted tickets for the Minnesota Renaissance Festival at Super America, Menards, Whole Foods, and I believe Subway also does discounted tickets. So now you have a even better reason to go because you can get discounted tickets. Hooray. And yeah, come see the Court Revelers. Come Huzzah. See me and Emily and other people maybe who have been on the show. Hooray. And yeah, that's pretty much it. You can follow me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. If you follow me, maybe I will tweet something finally. You can find out what I've been listening to music-wise at Last FM. I'm Adman7 on there. And that should do it for now. Dan, what do you got?
Now that I think about it, I don't think I have anything either.
Oh, and Minnesota Renaissance Festival runs through the end of September.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'll say that I just support that and know that the last weekend is Shamrocks and Shenanigans. So I will be going to that one.
Cool.
Are
you going to wear your kilt again?
Yes.
Cool.
But other than that, you can find me on Twitter, Dan L. Whalen, WHELAN. That's it. So it's a slow week. So thank you, everybody, for listening to episode 51, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Sayonara.